Are you interested in learning more about body sugaring? Or are you a sugar professional who already knows how to sugar, but you are looking for better ways to kick up your business? Welcome to the Sugar Show Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon the Sugar Mama. And as a fellow SD who learned to sugar 11 years ago and tripled my solo skincare business, I want to share not only my sugaring wisdom, but introduce you to my network of friends who are masters in their fields and want to help you expand your sugaring business. Let's get started. Welcome back to the latest season of The Sugar Show. This is season 4, episode 1. We are in the year 2022, and sugaring professionals, this is our year to thrive. It is our year to take our businesses and our skills to the next level. In the last 2 years with 2020, it has been so hard with the lockdowns. And 2021, we were trying to get out of it and we were really in survival mode. Well, now we thought we had perfect vision back then, but now in 2022, we really truly have our sights set on thriving this year. So now is the time to thrive with that sugar, not only financially, but personally, educationally as well. So we're going to go over that in this episode today as it pertains to sugar. And it doesn't matter if you are a solo, you are an employee, maybe you're the owner, maybe you're a beauty school student. It doesn't matter where you are on your sugar journey. Planning is key for the year so that you can take this journey in small steps so that at the end of it, you can look back and say, I really hit those goals that I was hoping for. So we're going to walk through that today. And really what I've found that works is to set out some time. So listen to this podcast, go into the Sugar Tribe, and we have our advanced knowledge library, and watch the corresponding live coaching session that goes with this, where we really talk about how specifically to do this each week and each month. And set aside some time. So I recommend an hour before each quarter that you work on the next quarter. So obviously the January, February, March should have been done last quarter and so on, but you can start wherever you are at. If you start this in June, you can just start from there and really just reflect back on how you've been doing the last 6 months and what you would like to do in the next quarter, the next year. So let's buckle up our seatbelts and talk about some of these topics that are really, really important when it comes to planning out the year for sugar success. And let's get her done. Okay, so let's break this down into 4 areas that you're actually going to layer throughout your planner. You're going to think of your big, big goal and have that be your year goal. And then you're going to back that up inside your planner. And we will talk about that specifically inside the advanced class in the Sugar Tribe. So let's talk about what those topics are specifically. The 4 areas that I want you to layer into your planner are personal, finance or the money sign, marketing that will help you get that money, and also education. And so those sound very broad and like something that, you know, a regular life coach or guru could help you with. But specifically, let's break this down as it pertains to you as a sugaring professional or an esthetician who wants to bring sugar into your practice. So personal, you should always have plans for your personal success. And what I mean by that is you are going to be so busy when you sugar that if you don't set aside personal self-care and personal time, you will find that you're running and going and doing and you never stop for yourself. So I just got back from one of my trips to Florida. I'm there part of the year, some of you know. And I always chuckle when they talk about the mask dropping down and you have to put your mask on first so that you can care for others, right? And I chuckle because I am not good at that. I find that I hit the ground running and I take care of everybody else first, my clients, my family, my friends, my public, you know, the community, and I don't stop for myself. So the first thing I want you to do is start planning your career personal life. And what I mean by that is look through each quarter and decide on 4 different things. Number 1, I want you to focus on it. I want you to focus on really deciding what it is that you want to do to take care of yourself. So if it's stretching, you want to do some yoga because we're constantly hunched over and you want to do some yoga to help your body, or maybe you want to take a class physically, mentally, whatever it is, I want you to plan that in. So go into quarter one and plan at least one thing that you can do a week or a month. Maybe it's every day, but plan it in. I promise you, we all think we're busy, but there is no reason why we can't do 10 minutes of stretching and 20 minutes of movement. So it's walking and stretching before you go to work, or stretching in the middle of the day. You absolutely have to plan that out, or you will run right over it like I do. Okay. So the next thing is this actual self-care. What are you going to do to take care of yourself? This is not, are you putting your extensions and your lashes in? This is, how are you going to make sure that you care for yourself so that you look amazing, feel amazing, and your clients are going to trust you? So plan that in your planner and put yourself first as a priority. Now, let's talk about vacations and work days, because so many of my students say, oh, well, I'm not busy enough. Oh, I've got to fill my books. And let's start with work days. Work days are the days that you go in and work your tail off. So this is not you physically sit in your treatment room 6 days a week from 9 to 5. That's not productive. I want your work day to be where all you do is focus on that business and focus on moving it forward. So if that's only 2 days a week that you're going to be filling it with clients and taking time out for planning, marketing, corresponding, things like that, focus your days. Really, really layer in the days that you want to be there and be there. Okay. So this is going to go hand in hand with vacations, and vacations are essential to your self-care, to the focus, to all of the rest of it, right? But here's what I would like you to do. I see a lot of employees and a lot of, especially solos, that feel like they have a really flexible schedule now that they're solo, right? But the problem is they're not mindful about the time they take off. So if you are someone that is working really, really hard and you have to plan a vacation or you won't take it, I want you to go ahead and shoot for that goal and put that vacation in there now. Okay. But I want you to think about what the reality is of your vacation time. Okay. So your clients with sugar come every 4 to 5 weeks, which means on a cycle, we need to make sure that we are there for them. So if we're there on March 1st, we need to be there to make their appointment on April 1st. So we have to be really strategic about when we take vacation. That being said, start with taking a smaller vacation when you're not working. So if you work Monday through Thursday, have your small vacation be Friday through Sunday, and don't change those clients. Don't move them around. You know, you can plan well enough ahead when your vacations need to be. Now, I want you to think about how much money you need for said vacation. So say I'm going to be on a vacation in, with my family, and it's going to cost about $3,000 between lodging and transportation and everything, right? So if it costs $3,000, that means I have to figure out a way to save $500 a month for the next 6 months to be able to go free and clear on that vacation, because I highly recommend you don't get yourself in credit card debt. So that takes planning, right? So if you're leaving in June, you need to make sure that you back out. That's actually 5 months, January, February, March, April, May, and then June you would leave. So in 5 months, that's $600 a month that you need to plan for. So how many more services do you need to do in order to make sure that you can pay for that vacation, right? It's all about the planning. And what's so critical about sugaring clients is they need you to be there for them during their cycle, okay? Because we're taking that hair out. We're making sure that we're available for them. So if you plan your vacation well enough and ahead of time, you can financially pay it off and you can make sure that you don't skip a beat with your clients. Because I promise you that if you're constantly rescheduling those clients, it will hurt your business in the long run and they'll go find someone else to sugar them. I promise you. So Focus on your clients. Plan something for them, whether it's once a month, whether it's once a quarter, or even once a year. Plan something that focuses on them. Also, plan in your self-care. Layer it in for this quarter. And if you realize that your self-care, maybe use that like the color green for your self-care or the color pink for your self-care. If you notice that there's not a lot of pink on your calendar when all is said and done from this, then you need to go back and schedule your self-care. So get your nails done so that they're not jaggedy and look terrible. We're constantly pointing at things. We want to make sure our nails look nice. Make sure that you're scheduling and you're walking, things like that. So personally, you need to put on that oxygen mask, schedule yourself first for vacation, schedule your work days to be smarter, not harder, and really, really dive deep while you are in those days, but you will have planned them out so that you know in the end, you'll be able to get there, get on that vacation, take those days off, whatever it is you need to do, save for a rainy day. Okay. Planning will allow you to have that happen and allow you to do it in such a way that you feel relaxed and comfortable on your vacation and you're not freaked out that you can't afford it or that your clients are upset. So personal layer of planning. Next up is finance. So let's think about the money piece for this. We do have a class called the Perfect Day, 100K in Your Sugar Business. And I map out exactly how to make $100,000 in your business, right? Well, now it's time to pull out that planner and layer in what you need to make every day, week, month, to get that quarter, to get to that year big number. Okay. Back that up and get to a place where you know exactly what you need to make each day and then blow that goal out of the water. Okay. So, definitely have your monthly goals, your quarterly goals, and understand how much money you need to make to get there. The second piece is your budget. Every single month, I want you to be budgeting for the next month to make sure that you're not overspending in sneaky ways. So lots of things will derail that budget. And especially when you start getting busier and you need to order more and more and more sugar, you need to be smarter about how you order so that you can stay on budget and stay at your proper cost. As well, I want you to layer in the pricing. Okay. So there might be a price that you have right now. I want you to understand that you have to plan for price increases so that you can have one, if not two, every year. At minimum, there should be a price increase every year, even if it's just small, or maybe you're bundling something, but you have to prepare. You can't just drop it on your clients. You have to really launch that for them. Last but not least, let's talk about savings. And it is really, really critical, first of all, to understand that if you do not have a savings, when things like the pandemic hit and you aren't prepared for it, it will take you out at the knees. And if we were shown that, it was big time in 2020, because some of you were not able to get the PPP or the EIDL and you were stuck without making money for a while. So absolutely make sure that you plan for your savings, even if it's using one of those Acorns apps and it's all the little change that goes with your expenditures. Even if it is just a transfer of $25 a week, that's $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year that you can save by just maybe going to lunch once less, or, maybe you're going to go to that trade show and now you have $1,200 to pay for things in cash. So plan out your savings plan and plan out your taxes. Layer in when your sales taxes are due. Layer in when any quarterlies are due. Layer those in. And we have Kenesha Coleman, who's on The Sugar Show, that helps you understand when you're going to be doing those things. So take a look at that podcast. We have four of them with Kenesha, and she is brilliant when it comes to planning out your taxes. Layer number three, marketing. Now, the only way that you are going to get to have a vacation is if you have clients on your table. And the only way you're going to get clients on your table is if you are marketing to them. So, four things that I want you to think about when it comes to marketing in your business and planning for your sugar marketing. Number one, I want you to think about your local area. So get in your planner, get on your chamber, local chamber of commerce, and figure out where there are mixers, where there are grand openings, if any of your neighbors are doing large events, and go to those events. Because remember, every single human that is at that mixer, at that party, is a potential client, from the guy who needs his unibrow done or his hairy ears sugared to the woman that's going on vacation. It doesn't matter. They all have body hair. They all have facial hair, and they all would like it removed. So plan in each quarter at least one social event a month. And if that's too aggressive, plan one a quarter for you to go to a social function of some sort, even if it's just something with the business next door to you. Schedule in a time that you are going to go to some of these functions so that you can start meeting people and letting them know what you do. An easy way to do that is to say, "Hey, I'm Shannon. It's really nice to meet you, Sally. What do you do?" And Sally will say, "Oh, actually, I am a attorney. Great. Nice to meet you. Shannon, so what do you do?" I'm like, "Well, funny you should ask. I'm the sugar mama." And that's how people get interested in what you do. And I promise you that if you schedule that in, your books will be filled in no time. So plan for those local pushes. Plan to talk to people on the Little League field when you're there watching your kids practice. Plan on talking to people at open house when you come, or back to school night at the school. Plan on talking to people and plan on going and being present. Don't just show up and hang out. Go and be present and meet people. That is how you will fill your books. But you have to plan for it, or else you won't know when the next chamber mixer is or the next grand opening. You won't know when those things are. And so you will be, they'll get you caught by surprise and you probably won't go. So the local push. Number two, I want you to look inside your shop, inside your room, if you just have a room. And even if you're an employee, you can do this too. Take a look around and see where there's areas that you can market to. Okay. So the end of your bed, the bathroom, if there's a way that you can put a little tabletop or on a table to the side of inside the bathroom with a little lotion that is the product that you use in-house. Think about ways in your shop. It's not about discounting. It's about being smart with seeing where eye level is, where the checkout area is. What is, like I said, what are they seeing when they lay down on the table? How are you marketing to them? And make sure that you're very mindful in your shop. So what that also means is you have to be wise to the holidays and the things that are going on in that quarter. So January, February, March. January, all about winter. You absolutely should be planning in Q4 for January and talking about dry weather and the itchies and why your skin gets so dry and why people get ingrowns, and be pushing exfoliation and hydration. February, no brainer. Valentine's Day, couples, smooth, you know the drill. March, lucky March with all the green stuff, right? And be mindful of how lucky people are that they get to be smooth and they get to ditch their razor, how lucky they are they have an alternative to wax. But if you don't plan out these holidays, I'm promising you it will go by fast and you'll be like, it's February 13th and I have done no promos for my local area to get people in. So plan in Q1 for Q2 and beyond so that you are really ready for the decor in your space and you can set an alarm that says, okay, time to decorate for St. Patrick's Day. And this is going to be the promotion that we have. We can play on the golden ticket and it's sugar. There's so many marketing things that you can do. And sugar is an amazing way to get those bodies in the door and to increase your ticket and really be able to blow those goals out of the water. And guess what? You've planned for it. So it should be no problem. If January is always a slower month, plan to lighten up your budget in January and make up the difference in February. See how that works? But if you know what you're supposed to make and you don't fly into January blind, it won't take you by surprise and you won't overspend. At least you shouldn't overspend, and you'll be prepared for that next month's holiday and promotion. Which leads me to your socials. And obviously you need to plan for your socials. If you don't have a plan, this layers in with having your, you know, just like your in-shop promotions ready to go. Obviously, winter, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, lucky, also goes in line with your socials. But I want you to be mindful of who you are promoting to. So many of you get wrapped up in following each other's socials that you're not remembering who your audience is that is seeing your posts, stories, reels, whatever it is that you're doing. And we want to make sure they see the sugar. So in your content calendar, plan for, yes, really cute things with, you know, luck and love and all of that, but make sure that you're showing them the sugar and being mindful of them seeing you perform these services on someone, and that someone is very happy. We want to show happy. We want to be consistent with our socials. And the only way to do that is to plan for it and batch do your photographs, your videos, and things like that. So plan your social calendar, layer that in. And in this month of January, you should already be working on April. It's a true story. You should be working in the next quarter. So there you go on that. And last but not least, I want to talk about education, because I think sometimes we, especially if you've been doing this a really long time, we are so into what we do and we forget that we need to better ourselves in any area. So maybe you need to take a tax class or a QuickBooks class. Maybe you want to take a be in the Sugar Tribe and be learning more and more about your technique. Maybe you want to take a marketing social media class. Whatever it is, make sure that you plan for that. And so say, you know, for example, that Maxine Drake or any of the Daniela Warner, any of these folks, Shauna Rocha is having a class on sensitive skin, right? You want to make sure that you prepare for that. Go ahead and call them up and say, hey, I'm going to be wanting to take your next class, Lori Crete. You know, when is your next class? Because I want to be able to save for it. Layer your education in and make sure that once a quarter, you're doing something to advance yourself, because I know we get super busy and sometimes it's hard to find the time, and you can find the time if you put it in that calendar. So go ahead and plan education in, whether it's a trade show or an online class or a one-on-one coaching session with me, whatever that is, plunk it in and say, okay, October, I'm going to make sure that I have a one-on-one coaching call with Shannon, or I take a social media class. Plan for those things now. Think about how much they are, back up their cost and save for it, sign up for it, and prepare so that in October that you're ready to go. Okay. So education is key to plan out as well, so you don't overspend, but you also do make time for it. So these four areas are so critical with your personal and really making sure you care for yourself and layering that in. I think we feel like we're too busy, but if we just put it on the calendar, we will think to do it. Your finances as well, chunk out that goal. Your marketing plan, get your marketing plan dialed, and your education plan dialed. So the key for all of this is to make sure that you are mindful. Set aside a time where you have your paper planner and your pens, and you can watch our education class inside the Advanced Knowledge Library and sit down and plan it out. Because I promise you that this time next year, I will be asking for your sweet success story, and we will have you on the podcast, and we will be toasting you for how far you have come. I wish you nothing but sweet success. I wish you so much fulfillment in this next year, and that we are going to thrive together in such a sweet way. I look forward to sharing with you the next episode on The Sugar Show, and I even more than that, hope to be giving you a hug this year in 2022. Cheers to your sweet success.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group. We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.